All right, let's talk about the book For Allison, the Murder of a Young Journalist and the Father's Fight for Gun Safety. And I've seen other places that you were sort of encouraged, Andy, to write this book after Allison died. Beth Macy was one of the people that said there was a book in you, but it took you a while to put this together, didn't it?
Yeah, when Beth called me, it was, gosh, it wasn't even, you know, 5 to 6 weeks after Allison was killed, and she said, Andy, you got a book in here. And I went, Beth, I don't see it. Everybody knows what happens, and I don't know what I can add to it. And as the months went by and I went on this odyssey, I realized that, yeah, I probably do have a story to tell.
Why was it important for you to tell the story? Number one, about Allison, why was it important for you to get that story out there?
Since the day she died, I wanted to honor her through action. And that's how I started my advocacy for common sense gun legislation. And I wanted to do something else. And I figured that writing a book about her life, really, I wanted to tell her story too, because she was so accomplished and such a wonderful young woman.
She was award-winning and, you know, won some, I guess, some local Emmys, a Murrow Award.
Yeah. She won 2 Emmys, and she won 2 Edward R. Murrow Awards for serious work. The Murrows don't give it to you out of sympathy. So she earned it, and she was a great journalist.
In some way, do you think this book For Allison, The Murder of a Young Journalist and a Father's Fight for Gun Safety, before we talk about the gun safety issues, do you think that some people who have been in some sort of a situation, Andy, where they've lost a loved one, will find it healing in some way?
I'd like to think so. I think that those people, like me here, I can't imagine. That's the sentence, the words that people say all the time. And in this book, I imagine it for you. I imagine the unimaginable, and I want to show this is how the worst thing that can happen to you, how you get through it, and how you come out on the other side, and how you keep grinding. That was one of the important things that I wanted to convey in this book, that, this was the worst thing that could happen. It's going to linger with me like a chronic disease, but if you can turn something like this tragedy into some action and do something positive with your life and honoring your daughter through action, that's the best you can do.
Hmm. We're talking with Andy Parker, the author of the book For Allison, The Murder of a Young Journalist and a Father's Fight for Gun Safety. Let's talk about the gun safety and the issues in the book regarding that. What do you advocate for in the book, which I have not read? Do you want to go past, let's say, universal background checks, banning certain weapons? What are you advocating in the book?
Gene, I think it's common sense gun legislation. I mean, it really is. It is universal background checks. It's closing gun show loopholes, and it's things that those are two pieces of legislation that just passed the House of Representatives 2 weeks ago. It's the first legislation regarding guns that's been taken up in 20 years. I would go further. Certainly, those are things that I advocate for. Ban on assault style weapons. We don't need weapons of war on the streets. And when we did have that assault weapons ban, there were fewer mass shootings. I mean, that's the weapon of choice for a mass shooter.
So when that came in place during the Clinton era and Congress sort of let it die.
Yes. Well, Republicans are now the party of the NRA. And with few exceptions, I think there were 8 congressmen on the Republican side that supported the legislation that just passed. But the reality is that they are a minority in this country. We're held hostage by a minority that wants to do nothing about gun safety. And honestly, the amazing thing is that 97% of Americans in this country, this is not fake news, these are actual statistics, that 97% of the people in this country want gun control. They want gun safety. The vast majority of gun owners, even in the NRA, are fine with universal background checks. You can't get 97% of the people in this country to agree that Mother's Day is a good thing. So this is a top-of-mind issue. And you saw what happened in Virginia in the elections in 2017. you saw what happened in the midterms in Congress in 2018, and the gun issue was either number one or two, top of mind with the public.
What is it going to take? And again, we're talking with Andy Parker, the author of For Allison, the Murder of a Young Journalist and a Father's Fight for Gun Safety. What's it going to take? You know, sometimes you think, well, maybe, okay, there's another mass shooting or this or that or another shooting and that'll turn the tide. But what's going to be the tipping point, do you think, where there'll be more consensus on some form of, you know, gun control legislation?
Well, we have reached the tipping point, and it was Virginia, and then the Parkland shooting put the issue on steroids. The sad truth is there will be no consensus on this issue because the people that are fighting any sensible gun legislation, they say that anything you do, even the smallest measure, is going to be the road to eliminate the Second Amendment, which is just, you know, BS. That's their dog whistle. So you're not going to convince those people, and you're not going to convince the legislators that support that and are in the pockets of the NRA. I mean, you look at Steve Scalise. You know, if you wanted an example of, well, maybe there could be some consensus there. Here's the congressman that was shot 2 years ago, had a brush with death, and you would think this guy would have some kind of come to Jesus and think, well, you know, maybe we should be doing something different. But no, his answer is we need more guns on the street. You know, we need more guns in this country. There are more guns in this country than there are people. So you're not going to change people like that. You're not going to change their minds. So if you can't change their minds, you change their seats. And that's exactly what's happening. And 2018 was just the start. People are tired of it. They don't want to live in a country where they're afraid to go to the movie theater. They're afraid to go to the mall. They're afraid to go to a concert. We shouldn't live in a country like that.
Just a couple more questions. Do you expect to get some more heat from the NRA for things you've written in this book?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think they don't really pay. They don't comment. They don't pay attention. They just sort of go into a defensive crouch. And our movement is on – we're playing offense now as opposed to playing defense. And we've got these guys on the run. Well, I'm talking about the gun violence prevention movement.
You really think the other side is on the run as far as the issue goes?
I think so. Well, they're not going to go away. I mean, the NRA complains or whines that, oh, we're running out of money, and that's just a ruse. They're going to be around, and they're going to still be a player, but – in this country, I think people recognize finally that they are toxic. They're terrorists.
Two more quick questions. One of them is the foreword for the book. And again, the book is For Allison, the Murder of a Young Journalist and a Father's Fight for Gun Safety. The foreword is by Senator Tim Kaine. He's painfully aware of the situation with guns from when he was governor in 2007 with the Virginia Tech massacre.
I can call him my senator and I can call him my friend. He's been a terrific supporter, and I was honored that he gladly wrote the foreword for the book.
Last question I want to ask you, Andy Parker, is people that pick up this book, it's sort of a painful subject. A lot of people, especially in this area, knew Allison from the TV. What do you want people to come away with when they read the book?
Gene, if I only wrote about the day that she died, which certainly was relevant to the book, but if I only wrote about that day and I only wrote about my stand and my positions on the gun issue, nobody was going to read that, and I wouldn't read it. But there are elements of the book. But the thing that I want people to take away primarily, if nothing else, is this book is about Allison. I want people to remember her for the way she lived and not the way she died. And I talk about how accomplished she was and how she touched people and inspired people, not only in the New River Valley and Roanoke and the Channel 7 viewing area, but really across the world. I was fortunate to hear stories from people that knew her, that, you know, stories that they would tell me that I never knew about and that I shared with people and share with the reader. And that's the kind of thing that I want people to come away with the book, with a better appreciation of someone who was accomplished. She was beautiful on the outside, but she was equally as beautiful, if not more so, on the inside. And this book was as much her gift to me as it was mine to her.